USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump announcing new financial sanctions against Iran, this time focusing on the country's supreme leader and other top officials.
Later, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin briefing reporters clarifying details surrounding the sanctions.
Some of these were in the works. Some of these are in addition.
Mnuchin saying all options have been discussed, but that sanctions, a financial squeeze, has proven to be the most effective way of dealing with countries like Iran.
There's no question that locking this money up worked last time, and there's no question locking the money up works now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Iran says the added sanctions signal the end of diplomacy. Healthcare workers from the Department of Veterans Affairs are going to testify before Congress today about the agency's treatment of whistleblowers. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A University of Utah student, Mackenzie Lewick, has not been seen now for almost a week. She was returning from a recent trip to California, and friends say she texted her family that she had landed, but that was the last time anyone heard from her. Salt Lake City Assistant Police Chief Tim Dowd says they're looking for help from the public in trying to track her down.
Detectives learned that Mackenzie was scheduled to fly into LAX on Sunday morning, June 23rd. And work with the Los Angeles Police Department to coordinate confirmation if she was on the flight, which she was not.
The only abortion clinic in Missouri will be able to remain open at least until this Friday. A judge again extending a preliminary injunction to allow the St. Louis Planned Parenthood Clinic to stay open while its licensing fight with the state drags on. Remember to find us online anytime. We've got a newly designed website at usaradio.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Journalists and political figures talk all the time, and now unsealed federal documents happen to show that Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign chief, and Fox's Sean Hannity used to be in communication via text. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
The documents include 55 pages of text messages between Paul Manafort and Fox's Sean Hannity. Manafort had a sympathetic media ally in Hannity as federal investigators were closing in and ultimately prosecuted the former Trump campaign chairman for a series of financial crimes and witness tampering, according to the messages. The logs date back to mid-July 2017, showing that Manafort and, as they put it, a TV host named Sean leveled repeated attacks on Mueller's team of prosecutors. They also discussed Manafort's legal representation, Hannity and Manafort expressing concern about the direction of the country, and Hannity repeatedly asks Manafort how he can help him, making it clear that he views the two to be aligned in their mission. Hannity addressing the news on Twitter saying, "My view of the special counsel investigation and the treatment of Paul Manafort have been made clear every day to anyone who listens to my radio show or watches my TV show."
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, a mixed session, the Dow gaining 8 points to close at 26,727, the NASDAQ down 26 points, the S&P 500 down 5 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.